I want to spend a minute or two on plastic pollution, and I hear you sighing because I know we talk about it all the time, but mostly those conversations are complaints about plastic pollution left behind, often after a major sporting event, notably after many of the road races, and particularly involving those terrible plastic hydration sachets and the little blue bitten off corners that get spat out and left behind, never to be recovered. So I'm delighted for once to be able to tell you I have got the opposite kind of interview to do next. We are not complaining about the mess left behind by a major race. We are complimenting a race that got it right to do it without the mess. And the race in question was the Chapman's Peak Challenge that took place in Hout Bay this past weekend. I did notice in their pre-publicity that they had declared themselves a plastic-free event. But of course, would the runners comply? Would it all work? The answer seems to be an emphatic yes, judging by the positive feedback I have seen on social media in the past 48 hours, all from runners commenting on how lovely it was to run in a race where they didn't have to worry about creating plastic pollution, and how beautiful and scenic the route was because there weren't little bits of blue plastic blowing everywhere. On the line with me is Caroline Hanks, who you know full well is a very committed activist against single-use plastic and has for years now been leading the crusade calling for all of our road races in Cape Town to do away with the plastic. Caroline, I know you go out after every race to pick up plastic and assess the pollution. It must have been quite a different experience this past weekend. Good afternoon.
Hi, Pippa. It was fantastic. I actually was out on the route with my partner and my son, who both ran, but I just walked the route, and it was just so, so wonderful chatting to runners and just experiencing such an immaculate route.
It's not a small race, 2,500 runners taking part. What sort of alternatives did they offer them in place of those rehydration sachets?
They had two refill stations, which Running Water have designed, and we've actually trialed them at the Two Oceans Marathon as well, and it worked absolutely beautifully. They also handed out recyclable paper cups for those who didn't bring their own collapsible cup or handheld bottle. So, you know, they were completely catered for, and yeah, it made a massive difference. And speaking to the organizers, they managed to save 40,000 sachets from either leaking into the ecosystem or obviously being sent to landfill.
40,000 sachets, so that's what would have been used if they had relied on them. And as you said, that's 40,000 pieces of blue plastic that at best would have gone to landfill, at worst would not have been picked up and been blown into our water systems and into the sea, not to mention 40,000 tiny little corners which would have been nibbled off and spat out.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, it's really a good news story because it didn't stop there. Caroline, they didn't only say no to plastic sachets. I believe the entire event, start to finish, didn't include any single-use plastic at all.
Absolutely. No, the commitment levels are absolutely astonishing. Hout Bay Harriers really need to be commended. Their T-shirts weren't in plastic, and neither were the medals. So it really is a phenomenal commitment. And the good news is it's spreading. It's almost viral. The Helderberg Harriers in the Winelands area have a full marathon and a half marathon on the 9th of November. And their organizer has championed refill stations as well. Okay. So they're not going to be completely sachet-free, but every second water station will have refill stations. And they've actually invested in their own containers and taps, which is incredible because it means that going forward they're going to be doing this.
That's fantastic. So the knock-on effect begins. It takes a race like this to show the example. It can be done. It can be done successfully. And if we can do it, why can't the rest of you?
Absolutely.
Well, Caroline, thank you so much for that very happy update on a story that normally is quite the opposite. Caroline Hanks, an anti-single-use plastic campaigner who's done so much work to drive this message into the running community that there is a better way of doing it that does not require plastic pollution being part of your race experience. So well done to everyone involved in the Chapman's Peak race last weekend. Well done to Helderberg Harriers for picking up on the concept for their race in November. And there's a challenge to everybody else to please consider following suit.